Brandon Murphy with Talk About It on Light FM. And a lot of people have been talking lately about housing affordability in Melbourne.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Casino's Real Estate Chat.
That's right, Tresina's Real Estate Chats. I'm part of Gen Y. I've been told that I can't afford housing because I spend too much money on avocados and coffee. So I'm hearing all this news as of late that real estate in Melbourne, housing prices have lowered. I wanted to find out more about this, so decided to have a chat with a real estate professional, Wendy Chamberlain. She's a buyer's agent and seller's advocate for Chamberlain Property Advocates. Thank you so much for joining me, Wendy.
Hi, Tresina. Pleasure to be here.
Wendy, all the advice I get is wait until the housing market crashes to go and buy a house. Is that happening right now in Melbourne?
Well, I don't think the market is necessarily crashing, but we do have that opportunity right now if you are looking to buy a home. There is a little bit of a lull in the market at the moment. So prices have come off a little bit. House prices have become a little more reasonable in the eyes of buyers, probably less so in the eyes of vendors who are trying to sell their homes.
Is there any reason behind it? Is it a seasonal thing or is there something else that's affecting it?
I believe it's due to all the various changes that have been implemented by the government bodies and also via the banks that started probably in the last 12 to 18 months. There were government changes in relation to them allowing foreign investors or foreign cash into the market. So it's become less viable for people offshore to buy properties. It's become more expensive for them because they're having to pay more stamp duty and other fees and charges when they buy real estate. So it's removed those buyers out of the market somewhat. And also the banks have had the Royal Commission going on at the moment, and their governing body, APRA, has imposed changes to how they're allowed to operate as well. So the banks have not been giving as much money to investors as they were previously. It's costing more money for investors to invest in the market because they're having to put more money out of their own pocket because the banks aren't giving them as much money. And at the moment, it's become a lot harder for home buyers in many instances to get money from the banks because they are buckling down and making things a little bit more harder, more hoops to jump through for anybody looking to buy a home.
And so to summarise, I guess, in a very, very broad way, because obviously everyone's got different circumstances and different real estate and whatnot, but broad term, is it the idea that if you're looking to sell, maybe hold off, but if you're looking to buy and you've already got loan improvement, this is the time to do it?
I think now is a fabulous time to be buying in the market because prices have come back just that little bit. So things are more reasonable. If you are looking to sell, I think you need to be reasonable and you need to meet the market where the market is sitting. Because prices are going up and up and up, there's an expectation that they're continuing to do that. They're not. Things have flattened out. And no one's got a crystal ball to see what's going to happen. But as a society in Melbourne, we have lots of people coming to Melbourne and they need places to live. So that's going to underpin the values of properties in Melbourne. So I don't think we're going to necessarily have a crash. Things have probably just got back to a more even level. So if you're looking to sell, you just need to be more realistic about what your property's worth at the moment in this market. What is someone prepared to pay for it?
Thank you so much, Wendy, for taking the time to chat with me today about all things real estate.
My pleasure, Tracy, and I love real estate.